Hello and welcome to State of the Union, your undergraduate radio show at the University of Guelph. Today in the studio, we have myself, who is the Communications and Corporate Affairs Commissioner of the Central Student Association. And we have Josh Ofori-Darko, who is the C.J. Munford Center rep on the CSA board and is also the C.J. Munford Center co-facilitator. Say hi, Josh.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so there's some things that we are going to discuss today. Except I think at first we're going to play some music. Or maybe not. Music doesn't seem to like me today. Okay, so first up, I guess we'll talk about CSA elections. So the results are in, and Josh, would you like to talk about the CSA elections?
Yep. CSA elections were close this year. Very interesting. I'm sure you read all the articles and heard all the drama and everything that was going on. But the results are in. To give you a brief summary, the five new executive members are Jessica Carter for Academic and University Affairs, Lauren Ramsey for Communication and Corporate Affairs, Demetra Jackson for External, Derek Alton for Local Affairs, and yours truly for Human Resources and Operations Commissioner.
Awesome. So do you want to go over the board results too?
Yep. There were three colleges that participated this year. Let me just pull them up. We have College of Arts at Large. We have Sylvie and Jody. I cannot pronounce your last name, so I apologize. For College of Social and Applied Human Sciences, we have Amy Bronson and Peter Miller. And for College of Biological Science, we have Kinnison Ma and Jason Galena. And for those of you who only voted for the referendum questions, both of them passed. West for the Student Refugee Program and Interhall for the Orientation Week Fee for first-year students. They both passed with about a 2-to-1 ratio, so clearly students wanted those.
Awesome. So we're going to play some music and kind of get ourselves together here, and then we'll come back on the air.
See you soon.
Just make it play. Tell them don't you stop the music. No way. Don't you stop the music. Just make it play. Just make it play. And them turn up the sound system. Oh, what a joy does it bring. Jam and they keep the youth them out of trouble, and that is a blessing. Take them out of poverty, them learn to earn 2 shilling. Wanna turn up the sound system. I'm warning you, don't you stop the music. Don't you stop the music. Just make it play. Stop the music.
music, you wait for sir to play.
Welcome back. For those of you just tuning in, you are listening to State of the Union, the undergraduate radio show at the University of Guelph, which is the show put on by the Central Student Association, which is the undergraduate student union at the University of Guelph. And so if you weren't with us for the first 3 minutes of the show, we went over the CSA election results. Voting week was last week, and so these are the unofficial CSA election results until the Board of Directors ratifies it at the next board meeting, which is next Wednesday. For the Executive Committee for the 2011-2012 year, we have Jessica Carter for the Academic and University Affairs Commissioner, Lauren Ramsey for the Communications and Corporate Affairs Commissioner, Demetria Jackson for the External Affairs Commissioner, which is yours truly. Thank you all for voting, and thank you all for voting for me. Derek Alton for the Local Affairs Commissioner, and...
me!
Oh my gosh.
For Human Resources.
Yes, Josh Ofori Darko for the Human Resources and Operations Commissioner. And this will all be in the mass email that will be sent out today after I'm finished with this show. In the draft mass email, I put Nick Stepanov, who's the current Human Resources and Operations Commissioner. But that would have been a problem, so I'm glad that I caught that. Okay, so for the Board of Directors, we have the college at-large seats, and at-large is just another term for elected from the larger population rather than appointed. And we have Sylvie Vinot, I think I'm pronouncing that properly, hopefully. And we have Jody Lalonde. And then we have for
what college?
The College of Arts. And then we have for the College of Social and Applied Human Sciences at large, we have Amy Bronson and Peter Miller. So congratulations to you four. And then for College of Biological Science,
what?
We have whatever. We have Kinnison Ma and Jason Galena. And so congratulations to you two. For the rest of the colleges, the College of Management and Economics, the Ontario Vet College, the Ontario Agricultural College, which one? Oh, College of Physical and Applied Human Sciences. You guys didn't have anyone running, so you guys couldn't vote for a board seat. However, there will be a fall by-election. And so if you are going to be a returning student, or you know of first years who are really eager to get involved, who are going to be at the university next year, look out for the fall by-election schedule. It usually starts like as soon as school starts. So if you're interested in getting involved at the board of directors, the governance level, and you want to represent your college, one of the four that I just mentioned that didn't have any representation, then, yeah, definitely contact the Communications and Corporate Affairs Commissioner, who will be Lauren Ramsey, at csatalk@uoguelph.ca, or contact the Policy and Transition Manager at csaptm at uguelph.ca.
It's never too late to get involved.
Yeah. And if you don't like the way the CSA is representing you, then get involved and change it, because, you know, that's where it happens. For both referendum questions, the World University Service of Canada, which is WUSC, their referendum question passed. And
which is really, really amazing. Good for us, because they're trying to bring a woman and her child here. So now, after this year, they can support 3 refugees instead of 2.
Which is
so
fantastic.
Fantastic.
So good job, students. And orientation week referendum question, that passed as well.
And this is a fee to help pay for orientation to have a better experience for first-year students.
Yeah, and that will the fee will only be applicable to first years coming in. Yeah.
Kind of big. Was it $58?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's the lowest across Ontario.
Yeah.
So.
And other student unions do charge, or other schools do charge a week fee, if you're worried about that as well. Okay. So we're going to get into some of the cool events that are happening this week. But before we do that, we can start with the CSA annual student survey. So every year the CSA, or for the past, I think, maybe 3 years, the CSA has done an annual student survey. And that's basically just to get a feel of how we're doing in promoting our services, how we're doing in making sure... Hi. Sorry, two of my friends just showed up at the studio. Yeah, so get a feel for how we're representing students, how they're distracting me.
Please do the survey. The survey will take you 10 minutes, and it's a great way to voice your concerns anonymously.
Yeah.
Say it right now.
Yeah. Like, if you don't like what's going on in the CSA, if you don't know what the services are, don't be afraid to say it, and give us some suggestions on how we can make you more aware of what's going on in our services. And we definitely want to improve our services, improve the way the CSA advertises our services, programs, jobs, and interacts with you on a daily basis. So you guys are by far the largest stakeholders in our organization / the only stakeholders in our organization. And so we need you to, you know, voice your opinion about what's going on.
If you have any questions, contact us. I guess communications first, and then she'll help you out.
If you don't receive the mass email because you took yourself off of the mass email list, or just, I don't know, because you signed up late and, like, you haven't been added to the list, you can email myself or the Academic and University Commissioner. My email is csatalk, T-A-L-K, at uguelph.ca, and the Academic and University Affairs Commissioner's email, Kevin Bowman, his email is csaacad at uguelph.ca. And we'll send you that link. So that,
and there's prizes.
Yeah, you can win $100 cash prize. So you should definitely, definitely do it.
If I had $100 right now, I would buy a whole bunch of Wool Over the Rim cups from Tim Hortons and maybe win a car.
Of course you would.
And drive a couple of students to school, of course.
Why doesn't that surprise me, Josh? Doesn't surprise me at all.
So when you're doing the survey, think about $100 and what you would do with it. Or you could donate it to the Student Refugee Program. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's 2 new people entering the booth right now.
Yes, and we will introduce them after this.
Open up the door. This is the police. One little drop from my chalice is all that I need before you take my herbs from me. I'm Mr. Officer. I'm man to man, I mean no disrespect. I know you're trying to earn your check. I am not a criminal suspect. I just want to get high. I grow my ganja in my own backyard. No blood for shed, nobody come to harm.
just a farmer with a little farm, just trying to get by. So give me one little drop from my chalice. It's all that I want before you take my herbs from me. I'm Mr. Officer. Mr. Officer, let me make a suggestion. Why don't you come inside? I can light up the fire, and we can reason side by side. I think you know the truth about the herbs, that they are a gift from Jah. The laws of man are just a bunch of words, so you have to take it easy, star. Easy, star. I won't tell your captain or your supervisor. You come back later, you'll see your commissioner. He's my numero uno preferred customer. So why not give it a try? You should take one little drop from my chalice. That's all that you'll need before you take my herbs from me. I'm Mr. Officer. One little drop from my chalice. It's all that you'll need before you take my herbs from me. I'm Mr. Officer.
Listen to me. The truth is that I never tried this. Never thought about the price behind this. Always thought that people need to buy this. If I smoke with you, I might regret it. I swore that all this time I would uphold it. I seen a lot of bad, I knew them sold it. But on the other hand, how can I fight this? If God did put it on the earth, it must be harmless. So give me one little time from your chalice. It's all that I want to do. Take a herb from you, from Mr. Ganja Farmer, yeah. So give me one little drop from your chalice, yeah. It's all that I need before I take a herb from you, yeah. Mr. Ganja Farmer, yeah, you give me one little drop from your chalice. It's all that I want before I take your herbs from you.
Hello, and welcome back to State of the Union, the undergraduate radio show for the University of Guelph students, hosted by the Communications and Corporate Affairs Commissioner of the Central Student Association, myself, Demetria Jackson. So we're back on the air, and in the studio we have Joshua Ofori Darko, who is the C.J. Munford Center co-facilitator and also the representative of the C.J. Munford Center on the CSA Board of Directors. Oh, that's not okay.
Hi, everyone.
The mic needs a little greasing. So we're going to be talking a bit about some of the events coming up this week. The first one is tomorrow. Lecture by Mr. Alfred Orono Orono.
Please come to that one.
Take it away, Josh.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have another co-facilitator of the C.J. Munford Center in the room. Her name is Monique Miller, and she's going to be speaking on the mic as well. Monique.
She's going to introduce Alfred Rona Rona, actually. So we're just going to wait for her to get up here.
Her mic is on, so whenever she feels that her presence is necessary. Okay. Well, Josh, you can start, and Monique will talk.
Okay, Mr. Alfred Rona Rona, he's an international law prosecutor specifically for Rwanda. So right now he's prosecuting war criminals who were involved with the genocide that happened a couple years ago. I'm not sure what the dates, but sorry about that. He has a very interesting story. He was a former child soldier and was sponsored to Canada through the WUSC organization. So once again, shout out to WUSC.
That Monique Biller is also a part of.
Yes, very, very, very actively a part of. And he's coming to speak at the University of Guelph Tuesday at 7 p.m. in War Memorial Hall. Yes, emails went out saying it was $5 for a ticket, but it is now free to try and get as many people to come out and hear this very powerful and inspiring person. If you already bought a ticket, contact the C.J. Munford Center for refunds and all that wonderful business. And if you want more information about the event, please check out our website, uofguelph.ca/CJMunford. That's CJMunford/Orono, O-R-O-N-O. Do a Google search. You'll see it on University of Guelph homepage under the campus events, Facebook. Check us out. And I love to see all of you there. We're hoping to fill War Memorial Hall, which holds 500 people. So
legit. At the same time on Tuesday, there's going to be another speaker in Peter Clark Hall by the name of Michael Kaufman. He is the founder of the White Ribbon Campaign and will be coming to speak tomorrow on ending men's violence against women. And so I'm pretty sure it's going to be a very powerful event. And, if you guys have a chance, you should come out. I will just read the blurb here that's on the Facebook event. The White Ribbon Campaign is an international initiative to end violence against women. It started with a kitchen table conversation with three men in Toronto. One of these men was Michael Kaufman. Please join us to hear him speak! Exclamation point. Michael Kaufman, PhD, is an educator and writer focused on engaging men and boys to promote gender equality and end violence against women. He has worked in 45 countries, including extensively with the United Nations, as well as numerous governments and NGOs. He is the co-founder of the White Ribbon Campaign, the largest effort in the world of men working to end violence against women. He is the author and editor of 6 books on gender issues, on democracy and development issues, as well as an award-winning novel, organized and supported by the Student Help and Advocacy Center, SHAC, which is a CSA service, V-Day Guelph, who puts on the Vagina Monologues, and a monologue, a rant, and a prayer. Guelph Resource Center for Gender Empowerment and Diversity, also known as GERCED, and formerly known as the Women's Resource Center. Guelph Queer Equality, also known as GQE, and Student Life. So it's a pretty great event with a lot of people organizing and supporting it. So if you can come out to that, or the Alfred Orono event, like, they're both really great events, but it would be great if you can come out to either of them. So it sucks that they're kind of on the same time, but please try to at least make it out to one, because they're both very important events and they're both amazing. On Wednesday, March 23rd, the integrated planning, this summer, this Office of Student Affairs will begin an integrated planning process for the next 5 years.
What is the Office of Student Culture? Student Affairs.
The Office of Student Affairs. It's the office that deals with student life, that deals with everything that has to do with students.
Such
in
as?
The non-academic sense. So, such as student life, such as
the library,
everything that
athletics.
Has so much, just everything that's not academic, because there's the academic side. Well, no, that's not necessarily true too. They deal with some academic stuff.
If you're a student, that's the department for you.
Basically, all departments are for you, but yeah. Anyways, back to what I was trying to say. It will begin an integrated planning process for the next 5 years. So right now we have the integrated planning. This year, like, the university is following an integrated plan that they set in place for the 5 years ago. And so this upcoming year will be the last year of the integrated plan. And so we're starting talks for a next five, for the next 5 years. And so the student, the university wants student input. And so if you are interested in the integrated plan, in the goals of student affairs, the goals of the university, everything, then please come out to this event. Because they're seeking student input and we need to have our voice heard if you have anything to say, which everyone should have something to say. If you want to look at this year's integrated plan or the current one that we're following, you can just search University of Guelph integrated plan and something will come up. Or you can search the University of Guelph website, of course. Okay, so this summer, the Office of Student Affairs will begin an integrated planning process for the next 5 years. The student voice is an important and valued aspect of this plan, and in order to gain insight and feedback from those the plan will represent, you are invited to attend a student focus group session. It's in UC 441 at 3 p.m. Space is limited, so please register to reserve a spot using Reg, and that's www.uofguelph.ca/studentaffairs/reg, R-E-G. This event can be found under Student Affairs, which is an orange color code, and it's labeled Student Affairs Integrated Plan Student Focus Group. Some of the discussion topics will include demographics and government policy. Yeah, okay, so the first one is demographics and government policy may result in slight increase in enrollment on the main campus. We also anticipate an increase in international students, transfer students, and commuting students. Are there programs and services that you feel are lacking and that need enhancement as a result of this shift? So if you're an international student, transfer student, or a commuter student, or you're just a student who knows that the university lacks in services regarding those three specific areas, please come out, please register on Reg, or you can let one of your student representatives at the CSA know. I will be attending for sure. So if you want to get in contact with me and make sure that your voice is communicated or your opinion is communicated in some way, you can email me at csatalk@uofguelph.ca and I will forward that along to the appropriate people. Second discussion topic is, as you reflect on your years at the University of Guelph, what support programs do you feel must be protected at all costs? Which programs are lacking? So, I mean, I already have a lot of ideas about that. So, if you have any ideas, again, email me and we'll make sure that that's forwarded along. If you could just email me like a paragraph too, like, not just a sentence, so that I can properly explain your point of view, or I can just read your letter or whatever out to the people, then that would make life a lot easier and a lot better, and your point will likely get across a little better. And the third one is, Guelph speaks to the importance of engagement in co-curricular activities. What ideas do you have for the enhancement of co-curricular activities, and how do we better engage students? So again, if you have any ideas, email me or please register on Reg, and we'll definitely make sure that that happens and make sure that we at least voice your opinion and get this it to the people who need to get to.
This one's my favorite topic because it speaks to the people who can't afford or don't have time to get involved. Why is that? What are the barriers you face? Why can't you get involved in your college government, student organizations, student governments, anything? So please come out to this one or send Demetra an email.
Yep. Let us know. Yep. Okay.